Welcome to the View Tourism Podcast. I'm Kojo Benson Williams. The View Tourism Podcast is dedicated to Africa's travel and tourism industry, where leaders from the private and public sectors get to talk to us. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, and Google Podcasts. Ahead of next week's CTU and WTO World Forum on Gastronomy Tourism to be held in Bruges, Belgium, I caught up with Sandra Cavao, Head of Tourism Market Intelligence and Competitiveness at UNWTO, on what the festival seeks to achieve. She says this year's event is themed on gastronomy, tourism and rural development, and believes in Africa there is a huge potential to reinforce the relationship. So Sandra, welcome to the podcast again. Good to have you back.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be back.
Okay, now we're going to talk gastronomy, food, and everyone's food, drink, you know, and all the things that come to it. Tell us a little bit about, give us a scene of how the UNWTO gastronomy festival is going to go. For those who don't even know, just give us a picture.
Perfect. So thank you for having me again, Koto. UNWTO has been working on gastronomy tourism for the last 6 years. And I think it's important to put it in perspective, no? The importance of gastronomy in the value chain of tourism, because not only it makes destinations more attractive, we all love to discover the delicacies of any place that we visit, but it has a huge impact in the capacity to promote and to preserve some of the local food, but also give it a new value. At the same time, it brings new opportunities for jobs, and the gastronomy area has been growing and registering immense interest. So for us, this joint venture between gastronomy and tourism needs to be strengthened, and this is why we've been working on it. So we're meeting in Bruges, again, in an hybrid format. So for anyone who wants to follow us online, you can still register. We have over 1,200 participants registered now to join us online, so you're still in time. And our focus this year is on gastronomy, tourism, and rural development. Why? Because we really see there's a huge opportunity to bring out the local products, which often are not valued enough, collaborate with the chefs to bring those values into the tourism supply and experiences, and at the same time, innovate in how we present those products, the experience that someone has. And it's not only about the food itself, it's also about learning how the product is developed. You know, we often forget about things like coffee or any other product. It's very, very important to train, to build new experiences. And this is a little bit what we're going to discuss in Bruges with an immense array of different speakers.
Okay. Now, if you may want to tell us some of the topics that will be discussed, because I recall that when we had the African Day gastronomy talks, I mean, topics such as farm to table, sustainability, and all of that. Can you run us through some of the topics that we discussed in Bruges?
Totally. Well, first we're going to look into the policy part. So how, as a destination manager, you need to bring gastronomy as one of your pillars of development, and how that needs to be done. Then we'll have a special session on African gastronomy. So we're very happy that this is happening for the first time in our fora. We're having a fantastic discussion between the Director General of the Basque Culinary Center and two African chefs, Chef Malonga and Chef Binta. I think this is going to be also for us an opportunity to strengthen our commitment to African gastronomy. And then we're going to talk about innovation. We're going to talk about sustainability. We're going to talk, as you mentioned, about farm to table. But we're also going to see very specific examples from countries like Austria, like Belgium, like Greece, like the UK, Spain, Switzerland, Sweden. We have an array of different people coming to tell us how in their rural areas they have been able to recover some of the products that were being lost, make them valuable experiences, and mark them in a way that is appealing for tourists. We're also having experiences from Portugal, from Turkey. So it's really shaping up to be a very, very interesting event.
Now, the Secretary General obviously has been talking about especially African gastronomy. And this year, I mean, the publication on African gastronomy was launched. Now, aside the book and the conversation that we've had, as part of the, people on that part, as part of the project, what is the end game for African gastronomy?
Well, definitely, I think, first of all, it's bringing it to the discussions, because one of the things that we feel is we need to have a bigger presence of African gastronomy in the discussions, both around gastronomy and around tourism. So that's our first objective. The second one is that we want to train destinations, and particularly our member states, into how can they develop gastronomy tourism in a way that becomes an important value added to the destination, but also that it becomes a way of changing perceptions and building new images around Africa. So this is very much our objectives for 2022. Now to work with the countries in capacity building and in training for them to be able to advance the gastronomy component of their tourism development.
Okay, now I'm tying this with the wine routes that was also recently launched in, I think it was in Portugal or in Madrid, and there was a wine conference in Portugal. Now, if you talk about African gastronomy or being gastronomy, often than not, you just zoomed in on food, you know? So again, if you want to establish the link of how in African destinations, how are they receiving it in terms of using the food, not just the food, but the drinks and all the things that comes with it to project or drive tourism?
Well, I think there's two important ways. One is image-wise. We need to communicate more about the African gastronomy and the African enogastronomy experiences. And I think there is a potential which is huge there. And at the same time, we need to, once the tourists are on location, are at the destination, making sure that having access to that gastronomy is done in an easy way, because sometimes it's difficult, and we know the challenges of sometimes finding in many chains local gastronomy. So we need to work on that. And at the same time, we need to prepare more experiences where tourists can say, okay, you know, I want to go and visit this village in this destination because here I know they produce this, and I want to see how it is done, and I want to understand better, and I want to taste the food there. So I think this is something we're seeing very much in many destinations, is going just beyond the gastronomy part, but including everything that's around.
Now, is there an opportunity for African chefs or people in the gastronomy and the culinary sector to have an exchange with best practices in Europe, you know, in Americas, through the UNDP?
Definitely. I think, for example, the event next week in Rouge is an example for that. We're bringing two African chefs, and we'll have chefs from Belgium. We'll have one of the 50 best chefs from Slovenia. She's also a UNWTO ambassador for gastronomy tourism. So I think that experience already, just creating that platform, is already super important. But we want to continue fueling that relationship into the future. We want to serve as that platform for African chefs as well, to talk to the tourism world, because this is one of the challenges that actually was identified in the African Gastronomy Month session that UNWTO organized in May was that we still need that space of bringing tourism together with gastronomy. And we hope to be that platform.
Okay. Obviously, if food is something that no one is an essential, you know, inherent part of us. If you want to say one thing ahead of the event next week, what will be your message to destinations, and especially to in Africa, where we've not used food or gastronomy as part of our offering to the world?
Yeah, I think I would probably go back to what I was just saying. We need to bring two worlds closer together, tourism and gastronomy. That is happening in many, many destinations. And I think in Africa, there is a huge potential to reinforce that relationship.
Sandra, it's been wonderful having you on the podcast again.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. And again, I want to send the invitation to all of you listening. UNWTO can go to our website and look for the event and register online to follow us. And we'll be very happy to hear from you on the platform as well.
Thank you.